It works fantastically well. And obviously, you've got to have the right kind of product that actually does fit with it. It could be a workbook, or it could be a one-to-one session with you, or it could be additional templates or something that goes with the thing you're selling. So you've got the course, but if you also want the templates or the swipe files, whatever, that allow you to implement it faster, then you can get that as well. The crucial thing here is don't make anything new. Start with anything you've already got.
My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your host, Samantha Riley, and today we're going to be talking about something that every coach or course creator needs to know about, and that is funnels and how to increase their revenue. So today I've invited John Ainsworth, who is the founder and CEO at Data Driven Marketing. They help online course creators to increase their revenue by between 2x and 5x through awesome marketing funnels. And he's been building funnels for 10 years and is here to give us the lowdown. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Awesome. So you've been creating funnels for 10 years now. What got you into creating funnels for course creators?
So the way I got started, I used to work in the fitness space. And I read Russell Brunson's book, you know, whenever that was, 10-ish years ago, maybe not quite that long, something in that kind of ballpark, right? And before that, I'd been doing work around this. But when I read Russell Brunson's book, Dotcom Secrets, I was like, oh man, there's levels to this stuff, aren't there? And I started like really digging into it and improving the funnels that we already had. And I didn't even know that name at the time, but we'd just been doing work to get people into activity groups, I used to work with governments and health charities and kickboxing classes and gyms, this kind of thing. Well, what started to happen was when you build a really good funnel and you run that for a gym, you fill up the gym. Mm-hmm. And then when they're full, they don't need you anymore. And I did this a number of times and I was like, this is a terrible model. I shouldn't do this anymore. So I started looking for like, who else is there who's got unlimited capacity? Because this clearly was very powerful. This clearly is a thing that could have a massive impact on a business, but you had to have enough capacity to be able to fulfill it. So I started looking at different online businesses. I figured online is much more capacity than, you know, something brick and mortar. And I worked with e-commerce, and I work with SaaS businesses and online course creators. And what I found with online course creators was that there's a few things that lined up really beautifully. So one, the margins are obviously ridiculously high, because instead of it being with e-commerce, it's maybe 2/3. It's like, you know, nearly 100%. Secondly, course creators tend to be someone who's an expert in a topic, has spent years becoming an expert in a topic, started to then figure out, how do I make money from this online? How do I make this into something? But doesn't really understand marketing. And a lot of these guys, we work with people who've already built up an organic audience. So that might be YouTube or SEO or podcast or something like that, right? And so these are people who've, they've not only got to be an expert in something and made amazing courses, but they've also built up an audience by putting out great content for a number of years. And so what they've done is they've built up this incredible potential in their business, but they just don't know the steps to actually convert the audience into buying the courses at the right kind of ratio, the right kind of percentage. How do you actually help people to go through that process? So that meant that it wasn't just that we could get great results for them, which we were doing. These people who they almost deserved to do better. Like they were doing this thing because they were good people and they'd built up the potential, but they didn't know how to do the next thing. So it was very fulfilling helping this group out. You know, like a lot of people who run certain kinds of businesses, they're doing it just because they got into it for money. And online course creators tend to be, they got into it in order to help people with this particular topic. And then they kind of deserve to make more money as well.
Mm, love this so much. So you help course creators to 2x to 5x their revenue. I'm guessing I've seen some of your case studies. I know some of them do a lot more than that.
Yeah.
What, before we even jump in, let's set the context. What does a funnel that doesn't work look like? Like, what are some of the symptoms that people are going to be experiencing? Just so they can kind of sort of opt in or out now going, aha, that's either me or no, I'm good.
Yeah. So there's three things that we see overall that people get wrong here. The standard kind of model of what people are doing is they might have a website with a bunch of traffic coming in, and I'll have a newsletter opt-in somewhere on the site.
And
they will have an email list that they email every so often. Maybe they send out some free content, maybe they don't. And very occasionally you'll see a spike in sales because they've sent out some kind of a promotion. Mm-hmm. And they might do this two or three times a year. And it's like Black Friday, maybe Independence Day in America, maybe it's their birthday, something kind of like that, two or three times a year. That's the normal. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to send out more promotions because they don't want to be spammy and salesy and aggressive. Mm-hmm. And that's like the standard model of what I see from like 95, 99% of people. And there's three main problems with that, three areas where people are missing out. So one is that they're not converting enough of their visitors into their email list. Mm-hmm. They're not figuring out, how do I get more of those people to actually opt in and get onto my email list? Second thing they're not doing is they're not converting the email list enough into actually buying from them. And the reason they're not doing that is because they're not sending out regular promotions to the list. And the third thing is that they're actually not making as much money as they could per sale. So their revenue per sale is much lower than it technically could be. And those three things, when you put those together, if someone's got a decent sized audience to start with, at a minimum, it's about two times revenue. The, you know, virtually everybody or a lot of people can get to about five. And like you said, we've got like a client who she's currently at 25 times increase in revenue. You know, she was making a few thousand a month, but she got a massive YouTube audience and she'd started to build an email list, but she'd done nothing with it. And then, so we helped her go from like, she was making 3,000 a month when I first talked to her, and she said she wanted to get to 10,000 a month. And I laughed at her and she looked at me like,
and she got really upset with you.
Yeah, like what's wrong with that? And I was like, well, you're not going to get to 10, you're going to go to at least 30,000, you know? And I was wrong. She didn't go to 30,000. Month one, she went to 50,000. And month two, she had 50. And month three, she had 60. And then it was 80. And that's not everybody, right? Because she had a massive, massive audience to start with, but it's that's the kind of thing that's possible if you just haven't put the system in place, but you have built up the other parts around it.
Love that so much. So obviously a successful funnel, you've just mentioned, is you know, someone that's doing 50 60 70 80,000 a month. Let's talk about, or I'd love you to share, there's three stages or three, I guess, areas where people can start to look at how to start optimizing their funnel. Let's start here. What's the first stage? Actually, let me rephrase this. So there are three stages. If you can give us the three stages, and then we'll then, like, people have got context, we can go back and deep dive into those further.
Sounds good. Yeah. So I said the three issues were people aren't converting their audience into their email list, they're not making enough from their email list, and the revenue per sale is too low. So the three stages are fixing those three things. So it's, how do we get a high percentage of your visitors to get onto your email list? How do we get your email list to buy really regularly from you? And then how do we get higher revenue per sale? And the order is in reverse of that. So you start with increasing the revenue per sale. And the reason you do that is because it's the easiest one to do. And so then what happens is you start to make more money, and then you go, oh, John knows what he's talking about. Let me try some of these other tactics. Whereas if you start at the beginning, it can take quite a while to actually have that impact. So increasing revenue per sale is the first one then. So there's two things that you can do here that are relatively straightforward. It's order bumps and upsells. Now, this works best. This particular model that I'll describe works best if somebody is making the sale online. So somebody's just going, to the checkout page, you know, going to a sales page, reading it, going to the checkout page, buying. But I'll also talk you through, like, okay, if you're doing this by phone, how does that fit in? You know, what's the tweaks to it? So an order bump is where you offer someone an additional thing that they can buy on the checkout page. So someone's putting their credit card details in and there's a tick box and it says, would you also like to buy this additional thing? It's going to be, it's typically about a third of the price of the product they're already buying. So for example, we had a client in the spirituality space and they had an offer of a course. To go with the course, we added in a workbook. And so the workbook was an additional, the course was, I think, $79 and the workbook was an additional $27. And that added, is about 50% of people bought that. And so that meant it added about another $130,000 a year for them, to their overall revenue. Got a client in the home studio recording space. So he works with musicians who are looking to set up a home recording studio. He didn't have any of these in place. He was using Kajabi. He went into Kajabi and was like, oh, look, there it is. You can do order bumps in here. And he added it in. And he's wonderful, this guy, David Vignola. He takes action better than anybody I know because he's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try it. And I'm like, great. We can always tweak and fix it and whatever later. And he, in 4 days, he went through and set up order bumps and upsells. And his revenue went up 30 to 40%. And it stayed up by that much since. He was making like $6,000 a month and it went up to whatever that makes it, like $8,000-$9,000 a month. So this is super, super powerful. And what people don't understand with this is such a high percentage of people will buy an order bump. It's like 30 to 60% of people. And everyone's like, yeah, but you've only written like two sentences about this thing and they've got no more details about it. Why would people possibly do that? It's because of it's at the right point in the checkout process. People are like, they're ready to buy. And they're like, oh, you're telling me this is an additional thing that would improve what I'm buying.
Great. Yeah, well, I get better results. That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's that thing to ensure that, or to not to ensure, to promote, hey, you're going to get great results with this, but if you have this other thing, then you'll get even better results.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works fantastically well. And obviously you've got to have the right kind of product that actually does fit with it, you know, and it could be a workbook or it could be a one-to-one session with you, or it could be additional templates or something that goes with the thing you're selling. So you've got the course, but if you also want the templates or the swipe files, whatever, that allow you to implement it faster, then you can get that as well. The crucial thing here is don't make anything new. Start with anything you've already got, because if you start making new stuff, you might spend months on it. And what we're looking for here is just a quick win. Just get something up and you can always optimize it later.
Love that so much. Love that so much. So that's your order bump. Talk us through upsells.
So upsells is very similar concept, but it's on the confirmation page. So someone's already put the credit card details in, they've clicked to pay and the order's going through. And then on the confirmation page, you offer them something else. And this tends to be, rather than something going with what they bought, this tends to be the next step. So they've bought course A, now you're selling them course B. You've sold them a monthly membership, now offer them an annual upgrade. You've got, you know, in the e-commerce space, you know, you're selling one bottle of supplements, the upsell might be now buy three bottles, you know, get some more of what you've just got. You've just solved problem A. Well, when that's totally solved, that's going to bring up problem B, right? Well, we've got a course to help you with that as well. And so that tends to be about the same price as the thing they just bought. If they just bought something for $99, then the upsell is going to be $79 or $99 or $129 or something kind of like that. Now you can have, let's say you've got, so I've got a friend who, he didn't have anything else at the same kind of price point. His main course is $1,000. He'd reduced it in price to $600 for the promotion. And then his upsell was like $3,000. And he's like, well, I don't know if people will buy that. And I said, like, well, what else have you got? He's like, that's what else I have. I'm like, great, we'll put it up and see. And only a small percentage of people bought it. But it's $3,000. It's a lot more money. So it's like at that even a small percentage brought him in an additional, I think, 10, 15% in revenue. Wow. And all he'd done is just put that up at that stage. And it's just about making it really easy for people to understand this is what else you should get next. And some of them are like, I've got my credit card out. I am ready to spend. Let's go. What do you got? And if you hide that away and don't tell them about it till later, then they're not ready for it later. They're ready for it now. They want to make, you know, they want to go buy something.
Totally. This is something that I was just chatting to someone about the other day. The offer that you don't make is the chance that you're not going to be able to serve that person. Because if you don't make that offer, A, you'll miss out. B, chances they'll go and buy it from someone else. So you've got to be making these offers.
Yeah. Yeah. And the same thing works if you're doing this by phone. You know, you don't have to do it on the confirmation page if you're talking to these people every week, but have something more expensive that they can buy, because some of them will want to get it. So on average, 10% of people are willing to spend 10 times as much money. What have you got that's available for 10 times as much money? And then let people know that's available. So not in the course space at all, but I've got a friend who runs a job site and it's for hiring from Eastern Europe. And he was selling job ads for $149 per ad that you posted up on the site, and people would just do the whole process themselves. And I said to him, you've got to have something more expensive in there. Like, how can someone spend a lot more money with you? And he added in a done with you service for like about $2,000, and about 20% of people bought it. And that increased his revenue. Like, what does that take it to? 10 times. That tripled his business. So it's like, this stuff's really good. You know,
if you've we'll take that. Thanks.
If you've got one-to-one coaching that you want to sell, okay, great. Add that on. Or if you're selling a low ticket course and you've got a group coaching program that you want, offer that as the upgrade. You know, whatever you've got that's more expensive that you could put there. It can be something ideally similar price, but it could be something 5 times, 10 times as much, and some people will get it.
Perfect. Now, you did mention that you've got a way to do this for people that are selling their courses through sales calls rather than online and automated. How would you generally do that if you are having a conversation with someone?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that you can do here. One of them is you actually do it on the call, and the other one is that you have the upsell come later on in the process. So if you're going to do it on the call, just explain it to people as like, they say, yes, that's great, I want to go ahead. And then you say, awesome, I'm going to put that through, get your credit card details. And I just want to let you know, there's some of our clients want to have the super premium deluxe package, whatever it is that you've got, right? That allows you to get the results faster, or it gets you one-to-one coaching with me, and that's an additional this much. Is that something that's of interest to you? And then some of those people are going to say, great, let's go ahead, let's do that. And some of them are going to say no, and it doesn't matter. They've already committed. Mm-hmm. You want to do this after they've already committed to, yes, I'm definitely buying the first thing, but you don't want to confuse them. But it's like, but you also can get this additional thing. It's not terribly complicated. You know, it's just about always making the additional offer.
It's nice to have the clarity though of where it comes in the process. Sometimes things are so simple that they're simple to us if we understand, but if you're not quite sure how the process works, it's like, what do I do next?
Awesome. Yeah, totally.
So the second stage that you had, or the middle stage, was around email conversions.
So the crucial thing here is about sending out regular email promotions. So in the course space, urgency and scarcity are really important. So people need to know, I should take action now. And people don't send out enough email promotions. They'll do it maybe 2-3 times a year. Now, what happens is every time that you do it, a percentage of people will buy. But that percentage doesn't go up if you do the promotions less often. Because certain people are ready to buy in January and certain people are ready to buy in February and in March, whatever. If you only send out the January promotion and the June promotion, you don't get all the February, March, April, May ones building up going, oh, when it comes out, I'll buy. It doesn't tend to work that way, especially with the low ticket stuff that we work on. Like, we tend to work with people who are selling stuff up to about $500. And what we find is about 0.3% of the email list will buy each time. If you've got a totally new offer that nobody's ever seen before and your email list is super hot, then maybe you're looking at 2% of people buying it. Maybe if you do an absolutely bang up job, massive launch, all this kind of thing. But an average one is about 0.3%. But you can send those out twice a month. And so if you do that twice a month, then 1 month you've got 0.6%. After 3 months, you're up to that 2%. After 6 months, then you're up to more like about 4% of people. So it's about having them go out regularly. Now, the problem that people have with this is they think, well, if I send out promotions twice a month, everyone's going to unsubscribe. It's going to be really annoying for them. So what do you do to avoid that? What we're trying to do is get the email promotions to be such high quality that people enjoy receiving them. They've got to be incredibly valuable and move people towards the sale at the same time. So it's about how do we line those two things up together so that people are enjoying getting the emails, even if they're not going to buy. And 90% of your email list is probably never going to buy. But the 10% who will, we want to always have the opportunity every month that they can buy something now. So the model for this that we use is gain, logic, fear, going, going, gone. And it's a sequence of six emails that you send out over the course of a week. And it's a way of including a huge amount of value in there. So the gain email is about how is their life going to be different after they've implemented this, they've solved this problem, they've fixed this thing. And that isn't necessarily talking about your course. It's talking about solving the problem. And what's it going to be like in a week, in a month, in 6 months? What is going to change? How is their life going to be better? The logic is much more about logically, why does this problem need solving? Statistics, data, examples of people who've done it. The fear one is about what is going to go, what's going to be worse in their life if they don't fix this, or what's the problem they're currently dealing with and bringing that to life. And so we're not, it's called fear, but it's not trying to scare people. It's more about empathizing with them and saying, I get that this is hard. Like, let's imagine that your course is about dog training. You're like, you've got a puppy and the puppy's peeing everywhere and it's bothering you and it's rubbish. And the neighbors come around and you're embarrassed about the smell of it. It's like saying, showing people that you understand and giving examples of other people who've been through that and saying, this is solvable. You can fix this. And, but showing them that you understand the fear and the concern and the worries they've already got. So the three of those are really about the problem and their life rather than about your course. But if, but within those emails, you are saying, if you want help solving this by the course, it's got 30% off this week. And then the going, going, gone emails are much more about, they're much more like a regular promotion, what someone might think of as being promotional, but you're still trying to do it in a way that is useful to those who aren't ready to buy yet. So they want to stay on your list. So it's things like case studies. Here's somebody who bought the course and they went through and they implemented it in the result that they got. And then with that, you could have testimonials as well. It's frequently asked questions that people might ask if they're interested in this course. What's currently wrong? You know, what's currently, do they not understand? What's the issues that they're facing? Why might not they buy? And then the gone one is very, very quick at the end. It's just like saying the offer, this offer closes in 3 hours. Now, if you've only got one course, then you might think, well, this is impossible. I can't possibly do a different promotion every month that's just basically following that same thing. What you can do is a couple of things. You can include bonuses that are different each time. So instead of a discount, this month, you also get our partner's course that's going to cover this different topic. Or this month, you should solve this because it's the new year and you decided you needed to improve. Or because, you know, it's some business thing, it's to do with taxes, right? Well, tax season is coming up. That's why you need to be fixing this now. Or Black, you know, if let's say you're selling a course about Google ads, well, Black Friday is coming up. You need to solve this. And so you focus on how is Black Friday promotions going to be a really big deal for you and your business using Google ads. And by the way, our course is going to be able to help you just to do that. You know, so it's what is it that's in their life that's different? So we don't do these promotions and we don't automate these. We do a new one each. We write them and send them out manually each month because you have to have the promotion tie into what's going on in their life and in their world and feedback that you've had from customers, that kind of thing. So we had this, for example, with I mentioned a Google shopping ads guy. There was Dennis in our program. He was selling a course for e-commerce businesses about Google shopping ads. And his best month he'd ever had was $7,000. And he implemented this system. And in month three, he did two email promotions. And he had made $17,000. And not only that, while he was making that $17,000, he was on holiday.
Oh, that's the best part of the story, isn't it? That is the best part of the story. I mean, what a beautiful case study. Not only can you earn more money, but look, you don't even have to be married to your business. You can take some time out.
Yeah, yeah. It's email promotions are the fundamental way that course businesses work. So you need to get good at running your email promotions in a way that you're happy with sending them out and that people like to receive them and it makes sales.
Mm. I know that I've had people, and I'm sure you have too, heard it a million times. Oh, I'm nervous to send out regular emails. I don't want to be spammy, pushy. Well, you did. You mentioned it before. But there are people that I receive their emails and they send me emails daily and I actually look forward to them. And instead of sending them straight to the archive, like some of them do, I read every single one of them. So it is about adding value. Now, when you talk about regular emails, what do you mean? Is it, is it two a week? Is it three a week? Is it every day? Like what is regular?
Yeah, we're doing it pretty much every day. What I suggest people start with is to do one of these sequences per month. Mm-hmm. So I've got a friend, Michelle, and she runs, I think it's called The Intrepid Traveler, The Intrepid Guide. She teaches people about Italian, and she travels out to Italy, and she's got this lovely, wonderful YouTube channel. She's incredibly bubbly, so friendly, goes out and tries all these things and kind of gets you on the journey with her and like, okay, I'm going to learn this Italian in order to go to this place. It's going to be fabulous. And we went out for cocktails and she said to me how she wasn't making as much money as she'd like to for my business. And I was like, you need to send out email promotions. And she's like, I'm nervous about it and I'm uncomfortable and what have you. And so I was like, I talked her through the model and she started putting together her emails and she made sure they're really good quality. And she had her best month ever that month from sending them out. But what she did was she made sure that the emails were really good. And they weren't perfect, right? They weren't like the perfect promotional emails, but they were emails that she felt like they include a promotion and they give a lot of value to her audience. And so she was happy with them, right? So the trick with this is, if you do a bad, unpleasant promotion, then it's going to feel spammy and salesy and aggressive. And most people, when they do send a promotion, most people, when they send one out, it is aggressive and salesy. But that's not the idea. That's all that you know how to do. It's like if you imagine somebody in whatever topic it is that you're teaching people about, not you, Sam, like the listener, like whatever it is you're teaching people. Imagine somebody came along and did it horrifically badly and then said to you, this thing doesn't work. I don't like doing it. You'd be like, no, of course you don't like doing that. That was awful. Let me show you how to do it properly. Right. Yeah. It's like, let's do it well. It's like, I'm starting to learn to sing at the moment. I lost the ability to sing in tune when I was, when my voice broke when I was a teenager and I'm like, right, I'm going to learn that again. And so at the moment when I sing, it's not so good, right?
Yeah.
But then you listen to someone who could sing well and you're like, oh, I would enjoy that. Yeah. Who wouldn't enjoy doing that thing? It's like, so do it well. And so the trick then is learning how to do it well. And it's like, just make sure that the emails are wonderful and that people love them and there's value. And it's helpful if they don't buy from you because 99% of them are not going to buy from you this time. But also make them get those people who want to buy, who are interested, who are up for it, to realize there's an offer and they can go buy it now and they'll do really well from it.
I love this. I love this so much. So monthly offers. Let's talk about converting your organic audience because that's the first stage. And I think that a lot of people want to know about this.
Mm-hmm. So most people with their traffic to their website get about 0.5 to 1% of them to opt into their email list per month. And a good opt-in rate is about 2% and a great one's about 5% and the best we've had is 9.3%. So there is an opportunity for most people to about 5 to 10 times their opt-in rate and therefore grow their list 5 to 10 times as fast. The stages of this are really quite straightforward and just most people haven't realized it or they haven't got around to it or whatever. So the first thing is, don't have a newsletter as your opt-in, have a lead magnet. This is not
please
like
please say that
science.
Again
not-
for the people at the back, because I tear my hair out with this one all the time. Do not have your opt-in as a newsletter. Who wants to receive a newsletter in their inbox? Like, none of us are sitting here going, oh, we wish we could have more emails in our inbox.
So there's got to be something. You're telling people they're getting onto your newsletter list, but you're giving them a bonus, a better thing that's useful right now as like an ethical bribe, a thing to get them. And some of them can unsubscribe later. That's fine. There's an unsubscribe button in every single email. That's all right. You know, and you're telling people they're opting in. So that's fine. But give them a lead magnet. And so a good lead magnet should be something that gets them a benefit almost immediately. So the best one I've ever seen is, we had a client who was in the digital painting space. And so he would teach people how to you know, paint on their iPad. And his opt-in was 15 free brushes. And so they didn't have to do anything in order to get the benefit. They just had to opt in. They got them. They upload them into whatever it was he was using, Photoshop or something. And now they've got the brushes. And so that's the ideal. That's the version that we're aiming for, is something where they don't have to do any work and they get a benefit almost immediately, something within 15 minutes.
So there's a lot of people that are listening, and this is a question that I get asked all the time. A lot of people that are in the coaching space that give, you know, like success coaching or you know, like in the life coaching, I guess, area. And for them, it's very hard to get a very, very quick win. What are some of the some of the lead magnets that you've seen in this space that come under that bracket of getting a quick win?
So we've got a client in the personal development space, and personal development is a, you know, it's a long road, right? There's lots of stuff to unpick and figure out, and how you're going to improve yourself, and it's not easy. But their opt-in is 5 free meditations. And so you download those, and now you've got them, and you can do the meditation. There's something, you know, it's the kind of people here are already meditating, but now it's got 5 free guided meditations that are high quality. So that's something that works really well for us. We're helping people to increase their revenue and to, you know, implement this whole system. It's like, it takes at least days to implement the, even the order bumps, which is the quickest one, right? So we can't do that instantly. We can't do that where they get the result without having to do anything. So what we do is, we have a profit increase report where people fill in this survey, and then we will figure out for them how much more money they could make. And we'll give them the list of what tactics they should be using, and we'll give links to training about it. So they straight away, they've got that benefit of understanding what the potential is. And they've also got these other useful resources without having to do anything themselves.
So we've shared a lead magnet that's a quick win. So we've got more people opting in.
Yeah.
What else can you tell us about converting that organic audience?
Yeah. So the next thing is, put that lead magnet everywhere. So most people have it maybe on their homepage, or maybe they've got it in their sidebar, or maybe they've got a pop-up. It's like, put all of the things. So have a pop-up that comes up after someone's been on your site for whatever it is, 30 seconds, what have you, and have it in the sidebar, and have it on the homepage, and have it in every blog post multiple times. So if someone's reading through, let's say you've got a 2,000 word blog post, then have a link to your lead magnet top, middle, and bottom of that lead, of that blog post. So whenever it is that somebody's ready, they're like, right, this is what I'm supposed to do next. And what we do is, we'll get a few different graphics designed to promote that same thing. So it looks different every time someone sees it. It's like our own advert for our own product. And when someone clicks on that little graphic, then it brings up the pop-up. And that has a slight increase in opt-in rate, because if you have the form within the blog post, then people are less likely to opt in than if there's the graphic, they click it, and then it brings the pop-up. Now you've reduced distractions because you've faded all the background out, and they've already made a micro commitment by clicking on the first thing to get the lead magnet, and then it brings it up, and they're like, okay, now I have to put my email address in. That's like a small, it's like one tiny step at a time. So that helps as well. So what we had is a client in the one I was mentioning earlier in the personal development space. They were getting 100 opt-ins a week. And we went through, but they were getting lots of traffic to their blog posts and the lead magnet wasn't mentioned on the blog posts. Mm-hmm. So we went through and put it in every place there. And we put an exit intent pop-up as well. And they went to 800 opt-ins a week instantly.
Wow.
So 8 times their opt-in rate. Yeah.
That's a huge increase.
Yeah. So then the next thing that you do is point to the lead magnet from offsite. If you've got YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or a podcast or what have you, point to the lead magnet from there as well. Most mm-hmm. people don't realize that they don't know what they're supposed to do next to take the next step with you. You need to mm-hmm. be telling them. So that same personal development organization, they had now got 800 opt-ins a week, but they had a really big social media following on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. So what we started doing was linking from their Facebook page. Every 10th post would now be to their lead magnet, which have different graphics promoting the lead magnet each time. And same thing on Instagram. And then on YouTube, they started mentioning it in the videos as well. And we linked to it from the notes underneath the videos. And that took them from 800 a week to 5,000 a week.
Wow.
For their opt-ins. I know, right? So they're huge. The highest we've ever had. That's a 50 times increase in opt-in rate.
But it yeah. shows you what's possible. That's just massive. Mm. Awesome. So I know that people have been listening to this. They've heard the three stages and they'd kind of love to know where they should focus first. And I know that you've got a report that you can provide people. Can you please just walk us through the report and how people can get a copy of theirs?
So they can go to, they can go to courseprofitreport.com. And fill out a quick profit increase survey. It takes about 3 minutes to complete. It's like 10 questions. And what my team will do is they'll go through personally for you and benchmark your numbers against what we're seeing from our clients, what's possible. And they'll create this free personalized report, gives an action plan. Most people can increase revenue by, like I said, about by doubling. So it shows you what you need to do and in what order to do it. If my team thinks that we're a good fit to work with you, because we're very selective who we work with, we only work based on a percentage of increase in profit. So if someone works with us and we help them make more money, then we get paid based on how much more money they made. If they don't make any more money, we don't work with we don't make any money either. So if they think that's possible, they'll also go through and do a review for you of your existing funnel. So they'll go through and record a video of, here's your homepage, here's what your blog post look like, here's what needs tweaking in terms of your opt-ins, here's your sales page, here's what could be improved on that, here's what could be improved on your checkout page, that whole kind of process, and record a video for them about that. But everybody gets the personalized report from filling that in, so it's courseprofitreport.com.
Awesome. And of course, we'll put those in the show notes over at influencebydesignpodcast.com. John, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you today. You've provided so much value. And I know that just from listening to this episode, people can put so many different pieces into action. And I really, really hope that if you're listening, that you do and maybe go back and listen, put some of these things into action, because business isn't easy, but it is simple. And just spending some time and getting some of these things into place will have a massive impact in your business. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.